This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the biggest colleges in the country is about to get a whole lot smaller. The University of Phoenix is going to close some programs, shrink enrollment, and introduce new admissions requirements, too. It's not like it's a huge surprise. The entire for-profit college industry has been under pressure for years now, and not just because of its reputation for aggressively recruiting students who often wind up deep in debt and without a degree to boot. The improving economy has meant less demand for their services, and also some new regulations taking effect tomorrow could force lots of colleges to make some changes. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
When the University of Phoenix was founded in 1976, every student had to be at least 25 and have a full-time job. Then about 10 years ago, Phoenix ditched those requirements and started recruiting as many people as possible. Enrollment swelled, but so did complaints of abusive recruiting tactics, outsized student debt, and dismal graduation rates. Now spokesman Mark Brenner says admission standards are coming back.
We're looking at ways to make sure that the students that are coming to us have the best chance to be successful.
Students who aren't deemed college ready will be offered remedial training. Phoenix will also close some campuses and retire most of its associate degree programs.
Phoenix recognized that the take-all-comers approach and grow at all costs is not an acceptable model anymore.
That's Ben Miller with the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank. He says the university is also preparing for the new gainful employment rule kicking in tomorrow. Career education programs will have to prove their graduates earn enough to afford their loan payments or risk losing access to federal student aid.
Phoenix knew a lot of its associate degrees would not fare well under gainful employment, and so it closed them down rather than suffering the reputational risk of having failing programs.
Analyst Corey Greendale with First Analysis says students are also demanding a better return on their tuition dollars.
There are so many forces that are causing institutions to focus on outcomes. A lot of this would be happening, I think, regardless.
Greendale says by shrinking now, companies stand a better chance of growing long term. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.